Nearly one-third of Baltimore County's unair-conditioned schools are clustered in and around Dundalk in Essex. WYPR's John Lee reports that residents and political leaders from the eastern side of the county say this is the latest example of the county neglecting one of its poorest areas.
Earlier this week, Heather Garner and Drew Lee were hashing out whether to send their son, James, to school.
Hey, Holly, do you need to go outside?
After Heather let the dog out for her morning constitutional, Drew checked in on a weather app to get the forecast.
Let me get to it.
Expected high temperature, 92 degrees. James is in the fourth grade, and his school, Bear Creek Elementary, is open, even though it doesn't have air conditioning. So, over breakfast, Drew laid out to James his options.
So you either go to school and get hot, or you can stay home with me.
Stay home with you because I love
Here.
You.
I know you did. I appreciate it.
So, James stayed home. Heather Garner thinks there's a reason why 12 of Baltimore County's 37 unair-conditioned schools are in the eastern part of the county. It's one of Baltimore County's poorest areas.
I don't think it's just a coincidence. I think the overall feeling is this part of Baltimore County has been ignored for a really long period of time.
All 12 schools have a high percentage of students who qualify for free and reduced meals. At Bear Creek, it's 64%. Those 12 schools are also in State Senator Johnny Ray Salling's legislative district. Salling says other parts of the county have been catered to, while his area has been neglected.
When you see the people in position that needs to be responsible and to make great decisions for the community, they haven't done that for the longest time.
Baltimore County School Superintendent Dallas Dance is starting his fifth year as the head of the schools. Dance says he can't speak for decisions that were made before he got the job, but he says there is a reason why some parts of the county got new schools complete with central air first. The county schools have been adding about 1,000 students a year, and the new schools were built where the population was growing, and that was not Dundalk and Essex. But Dance says he expects that to change with the development of Sparrows Point.
As a matter of fact, Under Armour just recently announced its intent to bring jobs to the area, which of course we know will bring enrollment.
Three of the 12 unair-conditioned schools are being replaced. Six others, including Bear Creek Elementary, are slated to have central air installed in time for the start of the next school year. It's part of the county's plan to have all schools air-conditioned by 2019. But Jessica Fish is not satisfied with that promise. She lives across the street from Bear Creek Elementary, and on that same hot day that Heather Garner and Drew Lee decided to keep their son home, Jessica Fish walked her son, John, to school. John is in first grade at Bear Creek.
What about the kids this year? You know, what are they going to do until then?
Most likely, sweat in class on hot days. The county school board passed a revised heat closing policy this week that will make it much harder to close unair-conditioned schools on hot days. Meanwhile, County Executive Kevin Kamenetz remained firm on not installing window units, saying they are a wasteful, Band-Aid approach to the problem. And Governor Larry Hogan's executive order to open schools after Labor Day takes effect next year. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.